I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. 9 people have died in fire accidents in Ukraine over the past 24 hours, authorities said Wednesday. Russia targets the energy infrastructure, forcing Ukrainians to find alternate heating sources. Moscow's strikes over the past few weeks have disrupted power and water to millions of people, forcing many to resort to using emergency generators and gas cylinders. The country's state emergency service said the blackouts have led to a spike in accidents, quote, due to the violation of fire safety rules, end quote. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called Wednesday for a special court to prosecute Russian crimes against Ukraine. Von der Leyen proposed a court backed by the United Nations, quote, to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression, end quote. She also said Russia and Russian oligarchs need to pay for costs to rebuild Ukraine from the damage done by Russian forces since they invaded Ukraine in February. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with NATO foreign ministers in Romania to drum up support for Ukraine as Russia bombards energy infrastructure going into the frigid winter. Blinken says NATO foreign ministers say they will continue supporting Ukraine with weapons and other aid.
What is very clear to me from having spent the last 2 days with all of our colleagues is that that support remains strong, resolute, determined. And that's what I heard from virtually everyone sitting at the table here at this NATO meeting.
An employee of Ukraine's embassy in Madrid was lightly injured Wednesday when a letter bomb blew up as he handed it, a police source said. This is VOA News.
We condemned in the strongest terms.
From the archives, that was former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin condemning the September 11th attack on the United States. State media reports he died Wednesday, hailing him as a great communist revolutionary who helped quell the 1989 pro-democracy protests. They say Zemin passed away due to leukemia and multiple organ failure. He was 96 years old. Zhang took power in the aftermath of Tiananmen Square crackdown, in which the military used deadly force to end peaceful demonstrations, and led China towards its emergence as a global economic powerhouse. China's ruling Communist Party says it will resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage activities by hostile forces. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The statement was released late Tuesday after the largest street demonstrations in decades were staged by citizens fed up with strict antivirus restrictions. While it didn't directly address the protests, the statement serves as a reminder of the party's determination to enforce its rule. There has been a massive show of force by the internal security services to deter a recurrence of protests that broke out over the weekend in Beijing and other cities. Security forces have been conducting random ID checks and searching mobile phones for evidence of participation in demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Pakistani Taliban suicide bomber rammed a police escort for a polio vaccination team in southwestern Pakistan Wednesday, killing 3 people and wounding more than 30, according to police. The Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan claimed responsibility for the attack. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports a Walmart employee who says she barely missed being shot in gunfire that left 6 co-workers dead in the state of Virginia has filed a $50 million lawsuit.
The lawsuit filed in court in Chesapeake, Virginia, says Walmart allegedly continued to employ the shooter, a store supervisor, despite what it calls Andre Bing's known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. The plaintiff is Danya Priolo. She alleges that she has experienced post-traumatic stress disorder, including physical and emotional distress. Walmart, which is headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, said in a statement that it was reviewing the complaint and will respond as appropriate in court. I'm Norman Hall.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.